Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that, too. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Head over to the website. I'll wait. TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot going on there. There's a lot happening. But I want you involved and engaged. You know, I mean, seriously. Some of you who are just tuning in, I wish you a good Friday. And it is a good Friday. You know, no matter what anybody says, I love some of my God-loving, compassionate Christian friends. And I wish they would do a little homework. I wish they would do a little study. Good Friday is Good Friday. Okay? I mean, if Jesus didn't die, if Jesus didn't rise again, if he didn't do what is laid out in Scripture, then it wouldn't be a good Friday. It would just be Friday. Some of you know what I mean by that. Others, go study. Find out. In my house, we don't call it Easter Sunday. We call it Resurrection Sunday. Because that's what happened. Easter, for those of you, I mean, again, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but Easter's a pagan holiday. It's not a Christian holiday. And people pull these things together or join these things together to try to get more people involved. Not quite the way to do it. You know, I mean, it's like trying to have a Christian service in the middle of Mardi Gras. Well, we got a lot more people there. Yeah, they ain't there for that reason, though. And then to our Jewish friends and family, we wish them in celebrating their Passover, which is a big deal for them, too, if you think about it. It's when God led the Egyptians, or the Israelites, if you would, out of Egypt. They've been enslaved by Pharaoh forever. And some of you think I'm stubborn. But I want you to think about this. God had to bring 10 plagues on the Egyptians to get them to let the Jews go. So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Jim Acosta today, he was all over President Trump in one of those meetings. I truly wanted to reach over and just start slapping him around. Because he wasn't asking the questions for honest answers. He said that the president was trying to paint everything as being rosy and happy and no issues and no problems, which is the furthest from the truth. It's not what the president was trying to do at all. But he says, you know, Mr. President, you're trying to make it look like everything's fine and that you have enough masks and you have enough this and you have enough that. And he went through the whole list. And the president says, look, it's not that everything is fine and we're not painting everything rosy. Get your facts straight. Nobody has died because they didn't have a respirator. Nobody. This other country is actually asking us for respirators because we have an abundance of them. We're making more, but we have an abundance of them, and the states are moving them around, and they're shifting them around, and the beds that New York needed, they can't seem to fill because they really don't need the 2,900 beds we got them, and the 1,000 beds that were up in Washington. I mean, I can go on and on with how overblown this was, and nobody wants to hear it. You know, seriously. And again, I'm tired of the big epidemic. See, they're just trying to scare the crud out of you. That's really what it boils down to. You've got doctors coming forward now and saying, look, we're trying to practice medicine. They want us. If you were going, I said it the other night, I meant it. If you're going on your way to the doctors to get tested for the virus, and you get hit by a bus and die, it's a coronavirus-related death. It's asinine. It is so stupid. And so what's posted? The White House projections show that a huge spike in coronavirus infections in the summer if current lockdowns and social distancing doesn't keep up. Well, they want you locked up. And they want you locked up for a reason. So they can control you, number one, and number two, so they can skew the election. Not going to happen. That's really what it boils down to. Not going to happen. Why is it that Japan didn't do what we did? What do they have, 185 people die in Japan? They didn't lock everything down. They didn't do all this crazy stuff. Same thing in India. I'm going to deal more with this in the second hour. I mean, in the next hour. But I'm tired of hearing about the only way to beat this is to put on masks, gloves, hide in your house, stop going to church, stop meeting with, you know what happens? I mean, regimes do this all the time. You divide and conquer. I've seen it happen in the Republican Party, where they divide groups out. They don't allow groups to get together. And what happens? They get slaughtered. They get politically slaughtered. And then, the reason I started this whole segment was Uncle Boris in England is up and around, and he's walking around, and he's, I guess, fist pumping or whatever you call it, right? Because they don't want you shaking hands, God forbid. Which I think is, personally, I think it's crazy. But it's good to see Boris up and around. It's good for people to see Boris up and around, right? And I saw something that was so ridiculous today in England. There was a guy, I don't know what you call it, a little jetty, a little area where it juts out on the rocks into the ocean, into the water. He was out there by himself. He wasn't 6 feet away from anybody. He was 600 feet away from people, or even 6,000. There was nobody around him. The guy was sitting in a chair with a fishing rod, and yet they felt the need to go to harass him. Just bad. Makes no sense. Right? Anyway, Boris Johnson, up and about. Love it. God bless. Come back. Xander Gibb joins us. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
One of those goofy songs. What is that? Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And you're not here for me, all right? And I don't, just so we're clear, I don't get hurt. I don't get, you know, heartbroken. I don't get hurt. I know you guys all love Xander. I do, too. I think he's a great guy. I've appreciated him since, you know, he started doing the show, shortly after he started doing the show. And we met because he was told that I hated gay people. Go figure that one out. But thank God I got to talk with him. I got to know him. And I know most of you like him, too. So hang tight. All right, it's the man you've been waiting for all this time. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every Friday to kick the weekend off, get things rolling. I say start the party, but man, we're like two old white guys who just don't know what to do. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but less good now you referred to me as an old white guy. I mean, come on, Dad.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
All right, older brother.
All right, that I can do. That I'm good with. The you know, I feel like I'm in London today. Actually, for the whole week, it has been raining where I'm at. You know, I grew up with that song that says it never rained in sunny California or Southern California. Yeah, it always lately has been raining here. It's like, I'm thinking that maybe somebody could send me the arc plans. What do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering, don't you own an umbrella, Governor? I mean, because everyone that lives in London has got at least two, one in the car, you know, one in their handbag and one somewhere else, you know. we've had the total opposite. It's been very sunny here this week.
Wow.
And it was even like 66 degrees the other day because my head only, they have this really ridiculous thing here called Celsius. And so they say, oh, it's 10 Celsius. I'm like, you know, that means absolutely nothing to me. Tell me it's 50 degrees and then I'll know whether I need to put on a jacket or not. You know.
Oh, God. Yeah,
foreigners.
I grew up in the 70s when they were trying to teach us to transition, you know, the Celsius and centimeters and all that stuff. So we had to learn both. And I'm thinking, hey, what a waste of my time because we don't use it. You know?
Well, my mother was obviously kind of a couple of generations, you know, behind the both of us. Maybe one behind you and two behind me. Dig. But she can tell you verbatim because they made her do that in school. You know, she knows all of the kind of, you know, translations into from metric and imperial and all of this. And she's like, I'll teach her. I'm like, don't bother, Mom. You know, it's like, it goes in one ear out the other.
Right. When I wave that money in front of them, they don't care whether what denomination it is, as long as they can spend it, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So, hey, Boris is up and about, huh?
Yes, I'm out of the intensive care unit, and I'm feeling much better, so send lots of chocolate. I'm glad he's okay. I don't agree with all his policies, but I don't want him to be sick. I think he's just like, you know, with Donald Trump in America, he's the best hope that the United Kingdom has right now, and I care about that obviously because I live here and because I am a conservative. But I do have a level of skepticism as to, I mean, do you know anyone yet that has the coronavirus? Because I don't know anyone apart from anyone who's famous that has claimed to have the coronavirus. And I'm not being a conspiracy theorist saying that, Joe.
Yeah. No, but I do. But, Zender, I do know somebody. Matter of fact, one of my station owners is the guy that you saw on Fox all the time, Carl Goldman, who he did contract the virus. But, you know, he says over and over and over again, it just felt like a bad flu. Okay.
Right.
And he is an older fella, and he had pre-existing conditions with some other stuff, and he came through it. But this constant feed of fear that I just don't care for, I'll put it that way. Just don't care for it because it's wrong. Dead wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there's also this correlation between the higher areas, especially in the United States, with higher instances of coronavirus diagnoses and also the implementation of 5G, which nobody seems to want to talk about because everyone is afraid of it. But if there is a connection, just from a health perspective, we need to know that stuff is safe. And frankly, I'm not sure that it is.
Well, I've talked to some of the engineers, and they're conservative engineers, too. And they were telling me that their concern, their irritation with 5G is, unlike the others, it's sine wave or whatever you want to call it, or the way it puts out the blast, the continuous blast it puts out, it's more penetrable, you know, into the mind, the body, the skin, and the whole nine yards. So, you know, in the early days, we were all worried with cellular service to begin with, when it wasn't so, well, actually, it was more powerful. I think that the cell phones were 3 watts or something like that. And people were coming up, did come up 5-8 years into it with minor tumors in their head, just off their ear and ear issues. And so they ratcheted down the wattage. And
And I just didn't see how you could easily say that that was safe. And now here we are. We're cranking up.
No.
From the antennas. There's got to be something more there that they haven't tested for.
Absolutely, and I think that no risk is kind of a negligible risk. You know, I remember in the 70s and 80s when they had pylons and people living near to them, like those big towers that conduct electricity where all the wires go across, and there were higher incidences of cancer, and people kind of poo-pooed it and said that wasn't the case. But surely, you know, I keep saying this, but, you know, any risk to human beings is not a negligible risk just to make money. I hope you're listening, Bill Gates.
Yeah, the problem is I get this stuff all day long, and I'm sure you do too, and some of it is really out there, really whacked and out there, you know, they're, you know, in New York City, they're not telling us the real body count, they're digging these big, you know, mass graves out in the middle of no man's land, and you're going, okay, come on, stop. You know, even if it is that big, even if it is that many people, it'd be really hard to hide it from the mass as to what's going on, right?
It would, because the other side of the coin is to this, Joe, is that coroners in certain areas are being told to record anything that's remotely relatable as a coronavirus death. So if you've died of really bad bronchitis or pneumonia, that's not the coronavirus. And we need to have the exact figures in order to be able to formulate a process of combating this, you know, terrible thing. Because don't get me wrong, you know, I get people emailing me every day saying, Zander, you shouldn't decry the fact that there is a coronavirus. I don't.
No.
I decry the way it's being dealt with.
And whether we're getting the truth or not. Listen, we'll hit that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host.
For sure.
Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There have been encouraging signs in this coronavirus fight that two of the hard-hit states are starting to turn a corner in their virus fight. The number of people being hospitalized and the number of new COVID-19 cases in New York and California is falling, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's not time to stop social distancing.
It's important to remember that this is not the time to feel that since we have made such important advance in the sense of success of the mitigation, that we need to be pulling back at all.
The United States is now reporting more than 18,000 deaths from coronavirus across the country, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Globally, over 100,000 people have died and more than 1.6 million have been sickened by COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do mean it. Just, you know, you got to pay attention. You got to get involved. Seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I know what you tuned in for tonight, and it wasn't for me, and it wasn't to hear me ramble on. It was to hear. We're back at it with Xander Gibb again. I love what he's on with me. You know, I got to tell you something. We don't get much information these days of what's happening over in Europe, especially in England. You know, we heard about Boris, and our hat's off to him applauding the fact that he appears to be getting better. You know, older people with pre-existing conditions the coronavirus can be an issue with. And but Xander and I were just talking about the, I don't know if it's a correlation between 5G and the coronavirus, and frankly, the lack of honesty that they're giving us. You know, Xander, we were I've had a few doctors that I've seen interviewed, and I've pulled bits and pieces from what they're saying, and even they're upset that the government is forcing them to any corona. I mean, really, this is how ridiculous it is. If you were crossing the street to go to the hospital to be checked for corona and you got hit by a bus, then your death was due to coronavirus.
But imagine if it was a truck that was delivering corona beer. I mean, see, I get told off of this as well. I have to make light of it. I have to attack this from a humorous perspective because it all of this is a very anxious time for all of us, and even more so for those of us that suffer with anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
So it's imperative to actually have a more circular view of it than just go, oh, my God, we're all going to die. Because how does that help anybody?
It doesn't. No, listen, I'm on 100% the same page as you. I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm going, you know, you're not telling us the truth. You're not. So when you say we have to wear masks, we have to. Well, here's the problem. When they first started talking about masks, the experts came out and said the mask only works for people who have it. And now they're saying, no, it works for everybody. Well, somebody beat the crap out of those guys and went, no, you want your grant money? Then shut up and come back out and say everybody has to wear the mask.
you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
The information, the goalposts seem to be moving with regards to the information. You know, first everyone should wear a mask, then they said, I have a great George Bush mask. Can I wear that? Would that be appropriate to wear out in public? But seriously, you know, I mean, I haven't been out for 2.5 weeks, and it for, you know, for someone that does suffer with anxiety, and my social life is a huge part of quelling my anxiety, I'm climbing the walls.
Yeah.
And I think that there, you know, they've talked about, you know, people who have dementia, who obviously are not dealing with this in the same way, and this is not going to be a Joe Biden joke, don't worry, but it's affecting them, you know, extensively. And so I, you know, for me, we have to keep assessing this because I cannot handle the ideology of being on lockdown for 3 months. It's been 3 weeks now, and already I, you know, it's a good job I live in a cottage, or I would be wanting to, you know, roll my wheelchair out of the window. You cannot expect people to think that long term with regards to this situation.
No.
Yes, stay safe. Yes, protect yourself. You know, I get my groceries delivered, Joe, and I open the door to my house, and then I go to the end of my hall. They put it in, and then they close the door. I lock the door, and then I spray it off. But then I'm thinking, when I put stuff away, I'm like, did I spray this off? It's making us all paranoid.
Yep.
And it's not good because, yes, let's be careful and cautious, but, you know, let's not go.
So, hey,
I hear
that they've banned sunbathing now. That's got to be a real crimp in your style.
Yeah. I mean, I put my bikini to the back of the closet. But yeah, they've arrested people in parks playing ball with their kids here. Yeah. But you're allowed to exercise, but you've got to be 2 meters apart. And to me,
there you go again. The meters. Just, what is that? Is that 3 feet? Oh, 6 feet. There you go. 2 meters. 3 feet. Yeah, got it.
Don't ask me. I told you, I'm imperial.
I have to translate when you talk. So yeah, I got it. All right, good.
Just refer to me as His Imperial Highness Xander Gibb, and we'll be fine. But even at supermarkets, you know, grocery stores, there are lines outside, and there is, like, sticky tape on the pavement to show you how close you can be to someone. I mean,
listen, I'm looking at a picture. I'm probably going to say this wrong, but I'm looking at a picture of a guy in Lancashire, and he is out on this little jut that's at the beach, and he is sitting on a rock, and he's got a fishing pole in there, and the cop is making his way. I mean, having to work at making his way. There's nobody near this guy, all right? The only thing he's going to give it to is a fish should he get close enough.
Yeah,
and exactly. And they're going out there to tell him to move it along. And this is the stuff where I sit back and go, no, I don't buy it. You're making it hard for me to believe.
Go catch a criminal. Officer, sir.
No, yeah. We're letting him out of jail here because we don't want him to catch the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But unless you're in Los Angeles. If you're in Los Angeles, however, then what ends up happening is you get arrested for not wearing a mask. Go figure that one out.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. If you're caught walking around the streets without a mask on, they can arrest you and put you in jail and cite you. First fine is $500, second one is $1,000+. Okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
and where's all
letting
this money going to?
The mayor's
Gavin
pocket.
Gavin Newsom's, you know, slush fund.
Yeah, yeah, the
sorry,
corona
Gavin
slush
Newsom.
Fund. Ha, ha, ha.
Please forgive my mispronunciation the first time.
It's amazing. And they're getting away with this because people are ignorant. Getting away with this because people really don't understand what their rights are, and they think that the government knows best. If the government says, I'm doing this for your own protection, well, they must know more than I do, and they must be doing it for my protection. Yeah. Okay.
No, not buying that.
Unreal.
Sorry.
Where was I? I lost. What are you doing for Good Friday? Let's start off there.
When is it?
I don't know. Are you a day in front of us or behind us? Because it's today for me.
Well, I haven't done anything for Good Friday. I usually like to go to church on Good Friday, but of course, you know, unless I want to convert to Islam, I can't go and celebrate my faith right now because of this COVID-19. But the mosques are still open.
Somebody told me that. I didn't know how true that was. Somebody told me that because, you know, they're lined up next to each other. Anyhow, I haven't heard anything about closing down mosques or people, anything like that. You heard that your buddy de Blasio there, he threatened to shut down churches for good if they didn't get in line.
I think we should shut down de Blasio for good and all Democrats. My dream is, before I can return to New York, I would like it to be a Republican state again. I really would, you know. That's a real dream for me. And that would just be, because what they've actually done to my city and my state is abysmal. I mean, it was never like this with Rudy in charge. I mean, you know, Rudy Giuliani cleaned up the place and, you know, I think, you know, he made a real difference. What went wrong? How did the Democrats get back in after Rudy?
People got complacent. They do it here. They get complacent and everything's running fine and we can do Marion, not a big deal. They don't attribute it to the principles of a party. And you know, Democrats are for the people. We want somebody there for the people.
You know, I think that when you have people in charge of New York like Governor Nippelring, it's concerning. It's surprising, actually, that the state has continued. Well, if you put it out there, Joe, people will comment on it. And I think that, you know, if you do want to make these adjustments to your body, keep it to yourself. We don't want to know.
Yep.
I have my nose pierced, but, you know, that's because I'm in slavery to God, but, you know.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't need to see that through a T-shirt. I don't need to know about it. That's just not it.
No.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Somebody's got to make money around here. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander is going, nobody's going anywhere. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Listen to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I always appreciate my time with this guy. I know you do, too, because when you tune in, you always say to me, is Xander going to be on? I get emails. Is Xander going to be on? My God, get over yourselves. What about me? Don't you care whether I'm going to be on? We're back at it again. Yes. You know, the beauty behind this is I'm starting to see more and more people hop onto our Facebook page that I haven't seen on there in a while, or you know, they're new listeners or new viewer, whatever you want to call it. And I guess they're searching for something to do because they're stuck at home now. So it's off the internet, yeah. You know, Xander, I'm dead, right? I mean, seriously.
Of course.
They won't be able to get me in Zimbabwe or something.
But there are lots of changes going on. You know, have you noticed that, like, in an election year, like, Facebook and Twitter, they kind of tighten up, and, you know, if you don't use the right parentheses, or, you know, if you forget a full stop, or, you know, a period, they ban you for 6 months until the election is over, you know. And so it's feeling really eerie on both Twitter and Facebook right now. Unfortunately.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. You know, it's really interesting. Again, all the paradigms are changing, all the ways that we're doing. You know, look at church, for instance. I don't like it either, but I have a concern when it comes to church, and let's just be frank about the laziness of people as a whole. The when you look at you know, people being home and doing church from home, it's very easy to get into a routine of, you know, the pastor's in the middle of a message, you get up and go get your bagel, refresh your coffee. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you kind of, you're not 100% into the teaching. And why go to church anymore? I could do it from home. My pastor live streams, so I'll just sit on the couch and watch it from there. You know, I'm concerned that becomes a dangerous precedent. You know what I'm saying?
Like Tammy lets you eat bagels. Come on.
She doesn't know. I told her it's Italian bread.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get what you mean. I am hoping that, you see, I think there's method in all of this madness, and I don't think that, it's one thing to be doing that during this time. I mean, a lot of churches have been doing a live feed into their service or parts of their service for a long time, you know, for people that can't get there. But I don't think that should ever be used as an excuse for laziness. And I think, you know, those of us that are Christians are kind of really feeling it at this time because, you know, even if you're like a fair weather Christian, if you only go on high holidays, you know, people are going to be missing out this Easter for going on Easter Sunday, you know, to talk about where in the Bible it says we should give one another Easter eggs. And it's worrying.
Yep.
I'm being facetious, obviously.
Yes, I know. I look at the, I always joke at Easter, I always say the same thing. I have yet to find the story of the bunny saving Jesus from the cross. I'm sure it's there somewhere. I've just missed it in the 60 years I've been around. Two different stories, I guess, or beliefs or what have you. We won't get crazy with it here today, but I've always said that it's just kind of like, when did Christmas become, you know, if Jesus came to set you free at Christmas time, why are we going into so much debt? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
so,
I kind of try not to get drawn into these things with people because they usually just kind of want to fight and they say, oh, Jesus wasn't born at Christmas because there were leaves on the trees and Jesus wasn't white because he was Mediterranean. I'm like, you know what? Details. Details, you know. What is important for me, and I'm going to say this loud and proud, is that, you know, God gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. And if we choose to actually acknowledge that every day, the world might just acknowledge it at Easter, but I still think it's important to do so.
Yeah. It's, you know, amen. I mean, we've missed it. It's just like today, you know, with it being Good Friday, I love all these ads that you're seeing, you know, I mean, get your soon to be bride or whatever this, that. Well, what is Good Friday have to do with 20% off of diamonds?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Easter sale. Sale now on. Only $19.99. You know, when I lived in America, I used to watch a lot of late night TV. Why is everything $19.99 plus shipping and handling?
Yeah. I get the biggest kick out of that. It's asinine is what it is. It's just craziness. Anyhow, hey, let's come back to the, it's kind of like this coronavirus story is almost like, what's the old joke? It's like a bad train wreck. You really don't want to look, but you can't help but look. And yeah. I keep saying, I'm not going to talk about this all night. What do? Talk about it all night long. It's just craziness. Exactly. But I think, for me, it's not a concern of what's happening with it. Really, honestly, for me, it all centers around the fact that I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of the fact that people are sitting there and buying into this. Because, you know, what are they doing? They're sitting there watching TV all day long. They got you. They've got you captured, and they're working 24/7 to get you to believe that this is all this whole worldwide pandemic. It's all Trump's fault.
Oh yeah, you see, and so was H1N1 all Barack Obama's fault? You know, was it Barack Obama's fault that he didn't get off the golf course to deal with it until 1,700 American citizens had died? You know, this is the kind of double standard. And I'm really tired of that because, you know, they said, about this with postal voting, because, you know, the Democrats obviously want to do postal voting in November because obviously they can do more fake votes that way. And then they're criticizing Donald Trump for doing a postal vote in his district in Florida. But they would have moaned and complained about paying for the security for him being able to vote. So, you know, Donald Trump cannot win whatever he does. And I think we have to, even though we might not agree with him on every new point, we have to back him to the hill right now because he's under attack. And he's not just under attack from Democrats. He's under attack from Satan because this goes a lot deeper as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, it's a conversation we've had off and on the show, and I do believe that. I believe this is a spiritual battle. Look at really, truly, when you're being told that churches, and it's really funny because when people think of churches, you know, they think of the mega churches. They think you got 1,000 people, 2,000, 3,000 people in every church. Well, that's not true. There's a lot of community churches that only have a couple hundred people in there, there's no need to totally shut them down. In Los Angeles County, I can't even have a Bible study in my house. So if my other two neighbors, who I live on the same street with and talk to on a fairly regular basis, they can't even come sit in my living room to maybe have some biblical discussion, maybe enjoy Easter together, as they call it, or Good Friday. However, if I want to go hang out at the dope joint, if I want,
yeah,
I'm saying?
Of course.
If I want to go to liquor store, sneak all over my alcoholic buddy, that works.
Don't bring Nancy Pelosi into this conversation, please. But this is, this is a kind of dip into the pool of totalitarianism, don't you? And that's what kind of concerns me as well. Because how sheepish are people that they will just, what point will they say, wait a minute, I'm not doing this anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's a rumor going around that she's going to, retire in the next few years. It's just amazing. You know, Nancy is what's the word? I won't say warning.
Don't do those open-ended things, Joe, while we're live. I mean,
yes,
Nancy is.
I don't even know. Because there's so much I do want to say. I know I can't. But anyhow, yeah. We'll move on from that. See, you're going to start me off. You're going to start. I won't be able to stop. Anyway, so Nancy's kind of throwing hints around that if the Donald tries to open this country too early, she's going to pass a law to shut it down again. Well, first off, they can't do that. He's got the right to move in these emergency situations. Most of the courts are shut down. Almost all the courts are shut down. Who's she going to get to first override him? And, man, everything. They have fought him on everything that he's tried to do with this.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, really, they have, I really believe they have overstepped big time, don't you?
Well, oh, for sure. And then they held America to ransom for the money, and they're doing it again on the business stimulus, the business, the money for small businesses right now as well. You can't, How can you be a Democrat right now and not see how bad these people are for America? It's actually like that the Democrats of today are the Communist Party of America.
Yep.
You know, I even said this week, you know, there are so many people that are not born in the United States. They get given American citizenship because it is a gift, as far as I'm concerned, if you've not been born into it. And then they hate on Americans and the American way. Why did you come here? You know,
right.
Go back to Uruguay.
I'm with you. You don't like it?
But that's racist, apparently.
Well, yeah. What can I tell you? Such is life. Tell people where to find you.
ZanderGibb.com.
That's too easy, man. You know, that always works out well. It's way too easy. Joe Buscini, your host. You listen to Real Sight. Come on back next hour. We're going to wrap up all the stories from the week, the hot ones that are still open, the things that are going on that are going to affect you over the weekend. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Buscini, your host. You listen to Real Sight.